Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this year's union budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation, lists structural reforms, deepening innovation and simpler governance as top priorities for the next decade. India AI Impact Summit to begin in New Delhi tomorrow. World leaders from 20 countries to attend the five-day event. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh in Dhaka on Tuesday. Devotees throng temples in various parts of the country to celebrate Mahashivratri. Match between India and Pakistan in T20 Men's World Cup Cricket underway in Colombo. West Indies becomes the first team to enter Super 8s, beating Nepal in Mumbai. And in women's cricket, India crushed host Australia by 9 wickets in the first T20 international of 3-match series in Sydney. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this year's union budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. In an interview to a news agency, he added that budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. Prime Minister listed 3 priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation and simpler governance. Mr. Modi asserted that his government's reform express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defence reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. Citing the allocation of 7.85 lakh crore rupees to the defense sector in the Union Budget 2026-27, Mr. Modi said the outlay is 15% higher than the previous budget. He further stated that it is also the biggest chunk given to any ministry or department. Prime Minister also said that women will play the most important role in creating Viksit Bharat and initiatives taken by the government will empower them. On the trade deals being done by India, Prime Minister remarked that political stability and political predictability have restored investor confidence in India. He added that stronger manufacturing, services and MSMEs have enabled India to negotiate trade pacts from a position of strength. He highlighted that India's free trade agreements are designed to expand market access for MSMEs in textile, leather, chemicals, handicrafts, gems and other sectors. The India AI Impact Summit is all set to get underway in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castejón, and the President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by 3 foundational pillars or sutras which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. These are people, planet and progress. The summit's deliberations are organized through chakras or working groups structured around 7 interconnected thematic areas. The 7 chakras include human capital, inclusion for social empowerment, safe and trusted AI, science, resilience, innovation and efficiency, democratizing AI resources and AI for economic development and social good. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 strengthens India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. The summit positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. It marks a transition from dialogue to delivery, reinforcing India's commitment to responsible, inclusive and development-focused AI pathways. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a conversation with Chairman of Munich Security Conference Wolfgang Ischinger in Germany today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the Munich Security Conference 2026 provided a good opportunity to present views and exchange perspectives. Dr. Jayashankar also met his Romanian counterpart Oana Silvia Toiu on the sidelines of the conference. Both ministers reviewed India-Romania bilateral ties and agreed to realize its potential more fully. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh, led by Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman in Dhaka on this coming Tuesday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the Speaker's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh. The Ministry said this reaffirms India's steadfast commitment to the democratic values that bind the two nations. As neighbours united by a shared history, culture and mutual respect, India has welcomed Bangladesh's transition to an elected government under the leadership of Tariq Rehman, whose vision and values have received an overwhelming mandate of the people. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. In West Bengal, a large number of voters who submitted domicile certificates are reportedly failing to meet the conditions set by the Election Commission, according to preliminary scrutiny. Sources in the Election Commission said nearly 99% of those who have so far submitted domicile certificates as a proof of residence are not the actual beneficiaries eligible for such documents. The Election Commission said a final decision would be taken only after detailed verification of each document. In accordance with the rules, voters who fail to produce valid documents will be removed from the list. Devotees are thronging temples in various parts of the country to celebrate Mahashivratri. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiva, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers, and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Mahashivratri is being celebrated with deep devotion across Vidarbha, with Shiva temples witnessing huge crowds since early morning. We have more from our correspondent.
In Nagpur and surrounding areas, devotees queued up from dawn for darshan at major temples like Kalyaneshwar, Patareshwar and 270-year-old Nagara Panchamukhi Shiv Temple. In the Nandanwan area, devotees gathered to view the 51-foot-tall idol of Lord Shiva and the historic Bahuli Well. At Pratapgarh, the Mahashivratri fair highlighted Hindu-Muslim unity with devotees visiting both the grand Shiva idol and the Dargah of Khwaja Usman Ghani Haruni. The Mahashivratri Yatra also began at Markandadev, often called the Kashi of Vidarbha, where lakhs of devotees have also arrived from Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The State Transport Corporation has launched 129 Yatra special buses to key pilgrimage sites like Gyanmukh, Pratapgarh and Ambora till Tuesday. Namrata Phalke, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
In Gujarat, a huge crowd of devotees thronged the first Jyotirlinga Somnath Mahadev temple since early morning. The temple gates were opened for darshan at 4 a.m. and the temple will remain open continuously for 42 hours. A grand palanquin procession was taken out in the temple premises today, in which a large number of devotees gathered. Devotees have also gathered at the Nageshwar Jyotirlinga temple in Dwarka. The Mahashivratri festival is also being celebrated across Nepal. The 14th day of the first half of the lunar month of Phalgun is considered the most auspicious for Lord Shiva and celebrated as Mahashivratri. Here's more from our Kathmandu correspondent.
Lakhs of devotees queued outside Pashupatinath Temple in Kathmandu from as early as 3 a.m. in the morning to worship Lord Shiv on the occasion of Mahashivratri. To manage the crowd, three external lines have been arranged from North Gate, South Gate and West Gate for offering worship at Pashupatinath for Mahashivratri. The queue in each gate extends to 3 to 4 km long, where devotees were seen waiting patiently for the turn. Large number of security personnel and volunteers are deployed to manage the crowd. Free drinking water, food and medical camps are arranged for the devotees. Sadhus and saints who have come from different parts of India to participate in the Mahashivratri celebration are provided with free food, firewood as well as dakshina, all arranged by Pashupati Development Trust Authority. Shweta Singh, Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
In Prayagraj, more than 4 million devotees took a hurly dip in the Ganga and at the Sangam today as Magh Mela concluded on Mahashivratri. District Magistrate Manish Kumar Verma said over 220 million devotees attended the festival this year, surpassing the 2013 Kumbh turnout in Prayagraj. Foreign investors pumped in 19,675 crore rupees into Indian equities during the first half of February. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs also invested 1,218 crore rupees in the Indian debt markets, taking the net investment into the Indian capital market to 20,893 crore rupees during the period under review. India have set a target of 176 runs before Pakistan in their T20 World Cup match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. India scored 175 runs for 7 wickets in the allocated 20 overs. Put into bat first, the Indian team was off to a flyer, riding on a dominating show by Ishan Kishan, who scored 77 runs off 40 balls, while Surya Kumar Yadav scored 32 off 29 balls. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to field. The Pakistan team relied on as many as 6 spinners who got help from the pitch, ultimately controlling the run flow. Same Ayub took 3 wickets, giving away 25 runs. In women's cricket, India crushed host Australia by 9 wickets under the Duckworth-Lewis Stern DLS method in the first women's T20 international of 3-match series in Sydney today. Put into bat first, Australia were bowled out for 133 in 18 overs. In reply, India were 54-1 in 5.1 overs when rain stopped play, well ahead of the DLS par score of 29, and were declared winners. In the T20 Men's World Cup cricket, West Indies have become the first team to enter the Super 8s, beating Nepal by 9 wickets in Mumbai. In the Group C match, Jason Holder's 4 wickets restricted Nepal to 133 for 8 despite Dipendra Singh Aries' unbeaten 58 runs. News just in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 176 runs for Pakistan in a Group A clash in R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. In reply, Pakistan were 25 for 3 in 3.5 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation, lists structural reforms, deepening innovation and simpler governance as top priorities for the next decade. India AI Impact Summit to begin in New Delhi tomorrow. World leaders from 20 countries to attend the 5-day event. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh in Dhaka on Tuesday. Devotees thronged temples in various parts of the country to celebrate Mahashivratri. Match between India and Pakistan in T20 Men's World Cup cricket underway in Colombo. West Indies becomes the first team to enter Super 8s, beating Nepal in Mumbai. And in women's cricket, India crushed host Australia by 9 wickets in the first T20 international of 3-match series in Sydney. That's all in the news tonight. Good night.